A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You mentioned a couple of names there. I do want to start touching on some names who've come through Liverpool's ranks, and it's a star-studded list, don't get me wrong. I go right back to Steve McManaman, Robbie Fowler, as you mentioned there. They were in 1992, 1993, respectively. Carragher, Owen and Murphy came a few years after that, 1997. 1998 was when the new state-of-the-art academy was opening Kirby, as you mentioned there. Followed Gerrard, likes of John Newby. Gerard Houllier came in then and sort of made some changes to Cadbury, I think it's fair to say. Yourself, 2003. Stephen Warnock, John Flanagan, Jack Hobbs, Jay Spear, and the list goes on. Martin Kelly, and a little bit after that, like to Jordan Ibe, Jerome Sinclair, and of course, Trent Alexander-Arnold in 2016. Now, a reason I want to touch on these is because it feels like a lot of them are quite spread out years-wise. Now, if you look at sort of since Klopp came in, the stats behind what Klopp's been able to do in terms of academy players and the amount he's given opportunities to has been absolutely staggering. So recently, Jurgen Klopp handed his 42nd academy player their senior debut. Now, you said earlier on right at the top about Klopp giving opportunities to these players. That's remarkable. Like, to give opportunities to 42 academy lads in 8 and a bit years is staggering.
And at one of the biggest clubs in the world, at a club that's been competing for the trophies, it's just been phenomenal. It's been great to watch. I think perhaps some of those stats might be influenced by his first season when we're in the Europa League. And obviously this season we've been in the Europa League. And a lot of his other game time has obviously been Champions League, where young players have had less opportunity, so more sort of Carabao Cup, FA Cup sort of things. But that shows a young manager who understands the importance of blooding these young players and what they can give the first team. I mean, let's look at the first team this season, for example. Jarrell Kwanzaa, Connor Bradley, James McConnell, Bobby Clark, who've played a few games as well, but more so Kwanzaa and Connor Bradley. How many first team managers would have been brave enough to go, I'm going to play you there. I'm going to keep Gomez at fullback. I'm going to play you, Kwanzaa, against Arsenal, against City. And he's absolutely thrived to the point where you're going, well, that solves a transfer issue in the summer. We don't need to go and buy another centre-half, because we know Kwanzaa has propelled himself now to deal with some of the biggest games. But that's on the player who's done great because he can cope with it. But a manager who's brave enough to do that, we're competing for the title. And that hasn't changed. And he's still been playing these young players. Yes, we've had injuries and untimely injuries. And it's unfortunate. But as a young player, sometimes you need that injury to get an opportunity. You never know when you'll get that opportunity. For me, I think the Europa League has been massive for the young players. I really do, because you get to learn what's expected for the first team in a less pressured environment. Let's be honest, playing LASK at home is less pressure than playing City at home. So it's given them that game time to understand it a little bit better, and they've thrived. They've gained confidence. Oh, I like this. Feel part of it. I am good enough to deal with it. So, I think this season has been immense. But those numbers you mentioned about Jurgen giving those young players, there's no other Premier League manager that's done that.
No, it's frightening, really, isn't it? Obviously, he has the complete belief in all of the players that he's given opportunities to, regardless of circumstances. Make you absolutely spot on in that. But what do you think it is about him then, necessarily? Take it away from him and having that faith and that trust in these players. Obviously, he's worked closely with the coaches that we've already mentioned. He's seen a little bit of them down at the Axe and all that sort of stuff, which clearly helps. But from the players' perspective, what is it about Jurgen Klopp and the way he manages and the way he speaks to people, I guess, as well, that makes these players want to run through brick walls? Because it's been said for time immemorial since you've had the football club that players will run the extra mile. They give 110%. He makes people feel 10 foot tall and all that sort of stuff. But you've been a young player playing under football managers. Like, what is it about Jurgen Klopp that makes youngsters respond even more so to him?
I think when he arrived, we knew he had a great reputation as being a top coach. I think he's become one of the best managers in world football at Liverpool. He's won everything. He's proved that. So as a young player thinking, he's won the lot and he knows how to do that. And I think the fact that he's so welcoming to the young players, it's a case of, no, come on, you're part of this. So all of a sudden, if you're a young player, think, oh, I've got a bit of confidence. The manager knows my name. He's seen me play. He thinks that I'm good enough to be around the first team, train with the first team, play in the odd game on the bench in the first team environment. So I think his communication and the fact that he's given these young players so much confidence has allowed them that platform to say, well, go on then, there's your opportunity. How good are you? And the manager can't go out there and play. It's the young players who've had to do that, but the manager's maybe given them that little bit of belief and trust to say, listen, I believe in you. Go out there and just do what you can do. So, I mean, if you speak to the young players who've played in the first team, like, oh, thank you so much to Jurgen for giving them that opportunity.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Well, I think they have in many ways in the past few weeks. I know Conor Bradley did an interview recently about he still gets like goosebumps when he pulls on a Liverpool shirt, and they've all said how much they owe to Jurgen Klopp. Essentially, Klopp won't see it that way. He'll see it as like, you're good enough to have a game for the first team, so therefore they go and get it. But they definitely sort of owe a gratitude attitude for Klopp to giving him those opportunities. No two ways about that. You mentioned, like, we've spoke about it in passing, like, how important is the role of the manager in all of this? Obviously, we spoke about how good Jurgen Klopp is at it, but there's been numerous Liverpool managers down the years. There's been numerous managers at every different football club in the Premier League who maybe don't give the same opportunities to footballers because they don't think they're ready because they're too young. Or maybe there's too much on the line in terms of their jobs at risk. If they give a young player a game and it doesn't work, who knows? The role of the manager in the way a youngster bursts onto the scene is absolutely pivotal. We've seen Klopp actually be quite clever with that in terms of he'll give someone a couple of games and he'll pull them out the limelight a little bit. He did that with Harvey Elliott for a while, it felt like. The manager's job when it comes to having youngsters and making them break through feels like it's so, so important.
Yeah, and it can maybe make or break a young player's career. We've seen it in the past. And, you know, I think Jurgen's been expert in terms of developing these young players, so they are establishing themselves as first team players rather than dipping in and out, and you're thinking they're not good enough for Liverpool, they maybe have to go somewhere else. But you mentioned Harvey Elliott, Curtis Jones, another one, we've seen Kwanzaa, we've seen Conor Bradley, another one, Trent before that. So all of a sudden these young players, am I right in thinking, what was it, Trent's debut at Old Trafford? I think Trent's one of his first games for Liverpool.
Maybe early on, yeah. But half an hour, I feel like that might be his first Champions League game. But yeah, definitely
chucking him in big games. Yeah. And that's the manager going, listen, you're good enough, don't worry about it. And they've all been able to sort of flourish because they have been good enough, but because of the manager as well. So it's going to be a big miss. Yeah. It's going to be a massive miss when Jurgen leaves. It really has. And I'd no idea what's coming next. And the academy will be a little bit uncertain about what's coming next. So if you are under 14s, 15s, 16s, you're thinking, oh, can't wait to get with Jurgen. Now he's leaving. All of a sudden you're thinking, cool, well, what's coming next?
Just on that as well, that's interesting because obviously Klopp, we've seen sort of the filter down, not just in terms of the tactical side of things and the system, but that style of play has definitely gone down through the ranks. I've seen it firsthand a few times, but also that mentality side of things and obviously the way we go about our business and the way we play has come from the very top, hasn't it? That's important as well because I'm not sure that's necessarily always the case in football clubs. Like some academy teams may play a different style, different way, but Klopp's fingerprints, if you like, are across the entire thing, from first team right down to the youth levels, as you say.
Yeah, but as a football club, we do things differently. We don't invest in terms of spend the money that other clubs have had, don't you? Think of City, Arsenal, United, the money they've spent over recent years. Liverpool haven't been that club. So we've had to develop within and give more opportunities than perhaps those football clubs. And it's worked. Yeah. You know, it really has worked. So, how that model, I think that model will continue. But, you know, it's about getting the right man in place when Jurgen does go.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Just to come back to the list of names, and obviously got up to sort of Trent making his debut in 2016. Obviously, we moved then to the action in 2017. Curtis Jones, already mentioned, 2019. Nico Williams, Keith Kellen, Reece Williams all made their breakthrough in 2020. Tyler Morton, 2021. Kay Gordon, Stephen Bajetis, 2022. But then that brings us to the real interesting one. More recently, we've had Connor Bradley, Bobby Clark, Jarrell Quant. So they've all established themselves for me as sort of first team options now. Beneath that, we've got Jaden Danz, Lewis Kumas, Ben Doak, James McConnell, Luke Chambers, Callum Scanlon, Trey and Yoni, and there are a few more who've all had a bit of a look in. How? You mentioned Europa League, that's clearly a factor in this as well, but is this sort of the culmination of everything we've spoken about? Jurgen Klopp's 8 years at the football club, the move to the AXA, the incredible work done by the coaches behind the scenes. Is that why all of a sudden it feels like we are getting so many all at once? Because that's never really happened before.
No, but if you go back to Jurgen's first season when he was in the Europa League, I could name Ojo, Ibe, Chirivella, Canos, Ryan Kent, Cameron Brannigan, Stewart, Sinclair. They've all played for our football club and given that opportunity. And the challenge for these young players is that, yeah, they want a career in the game, but to stay at Liverpool. Can they establish themselves at Liverpool? Because I do believe that you need that little bit of luck in terms of opportunity, injuries, being a massive one.
So often is, yeah.
And the fact that the Europa League has enabled them to get game time when they probably wouldn't have had that in the Champions League. So the names I mentioned before, that was a Europa League campaign. And then we haven't seen the same number of young players get that chance when it's been Champions League time. Yes, in Carabao Cup, those sort of games. But that's why, again, maybe that's why there's so many this year, because of the Europa League and the fact we've had so many injuries. So the biggest challenge for these players will be, can you be doing that again next season? Can you be in and around it and getting that same game time? And I don't know, because I don't know what the new manager is going to be coming in, but we've got players out on loan as well that will be coming back. I think Tyler Morton will be back in it. I think Carvalho will be back in it. Owen Beck could possibly be back in it. The homegrown rule is one that I don't understand fully myself, but what I do know is that Harvey Elliott, Connor Bradley and Jarrell Kwanza are not homegrown players. Okay? So how does that make sense? So next season, when you need 8 homegrown players, those 3 players, because they were born in 2003, are not homegrown. If they're born in 2002, they're homegrown. So it gets complicated, because if you want a 25-man squad, if you want Salah, Van Dijk, Diaz, Alisson, all these players, you need 8 homegrown players, because if you don't, you can only have 24 if you've got 7. You can only have 23 if you've got 6. Yeah, yeah. So that's how it sort of reduces a little bit. You can have as many as you want under 21, so these lads will get that game time. Am I making sense? Because it's confusing me how that rule is just baffling, but we will continue to see young players get that chance because of that rule. So for young players, if they're good enough, they'll be in and around the first team. Now, the decision will be, when a new manager comes in, do these players stay at our football club, or do they go out on loan? That'll be a big decision to make. I mentioned Tyler Morton. I think he comes back. I think he's got a real chance this summer to say, right, to the new manager, I want to be part of your plans. Yeah. It's the Euros. A lot of players, senior players, are away with the Euros. If I'm a young kid, I'm going, right, first day of pre-season, I'm on it with the manager, because I know some of the big boys aren't there. So you've got a real chance, maybe an advantage, to say, I want to be part of it this season.
Yeah, and rightfully so. Yeah, it's definitely a clean slate for some of them if they felt like they needed it. I think Fabio Carvalho potentially falls into that category, to be fair.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.